Melech Hashir today, I want to talk about an issue that comes up in this book that I just bought. Rabbi David Cohn, there are many Rabbi David Cohns. This is Rabbi David Cohn from the CRC. He is the current editor-in-chief of the Journal of Halacha and Contemporary Society, taking over for his father, Rabbi Alfred Cohn, who was the editor-in-chief of the Journal of Halacha and Contemporary Society for many years. Rabbi David Cohn is a kashrus expert, and he's just published a book on Pas Yisrael and Bishul Yisrael. It's an interesting book. You can't buy it in stores, I don't think. You have to, like, special order it, and they print you a copy when you order it online. So I bought a copy, and they printed me a copy. It's not even that expensive. You would think if they're printing you a copy, it would cost, like, $40 or something. It was like a regular cost of a book. Anyway, so he has a chapter in this book about Bishul Yisrael and Pas Yisrael. He has a chapter relating to whether a non-religious Jew can cook for you. Is that a violation of Bishul Akum if a non-religious Jew cooks? And this would be very relevant for people who are, let's say, Balei Tshuva, and they still live with their parents. Let's say you have a young person who's a Balei Tshuva, and they go back to their parents' home. So the truth is, many people in the Orthodox community have an issue of Bishul Akum in their own homes, because unfortunately, a lot of Orthodox people are unaware of the halachos of Bishul Akum. And I've been asked by many teachers in modern Orthodox high schools what to do in the situation where they mention matter-of-factly the din of Bishul Akum, and a kid raises his hand and says, but in my house the housekeeper cooks everything. How do you respond to that exactly? How do you do it? You certainly don't want to embarrass a kid publicly. But let's assume they're aware of that halacha. Or let's assume a person has a non-religious relative that lives in the house. So do we have to be concerned about Bishul Akum when it comes to non-religious Jews? Now, generally speaking, a Jew who does not observe the Jewish religion is called a mumar. There are different types of mumar. There's a mumar l'tayavon and a mumar l'hachis, but he's called a mumar. For a number of different halachos, a mumar does not have the status of a Jew, and therefore, when it comes to each halacha that relates to being a Jew or being a non-Jew, we have to figure out what is the status of a mumar. Is a mumar a Jew, or is a mumar a non-Jew? So, for example, if a mumar, let's say, bakes bread, are you allowed to eat that bread? Is that different than if he cooks your food? Is it different between Bishul Akum and Pas Akum? For example, we know we have certain halachas where we're more makil on bread of a non-Jew than we are on cooked food of a non-Jew. Most notably, that there's a heter called pas palter. If bread is baked by a bakery rather than by an individual non-Jew, that's mutter. But by bishul, even if it's by a company, even if you buy your Morningstar buffalo wings and they have only, if they were to have non-Jews turning on the fire there, that would be a problem. So there is a comment of the Teferis Lemoshe in Yerdei and Simon Kuf Yud Gimel Sivkat and Tess, and it's quoted by the Pischei Tshuva and Simon Kuf Yud Beis Sivkat Nalef, where he says that if a mumar bakes, then that would not be considered Pas Akum, because the Isra of Pas Akum is based on a concern of Chasnus, that maybe you're going to come to marry his daughter. Well, the Mumar is a Jew. His daughter is Jewish, and therefore there's no concern of Chasnus. And that's why if a mumar bakes, there will be no problem. It's interesting that the Teferis Lemoshe. The Teferis Lemoshe goes on to say that the Gemara gives two reasons for the Isra of Bishul Akum. Bishul Akum, one reason is chasnus, so he might come to marry his daughter, and the other is that the non-Jew might mix non-kosher food in because they don't observe kashrus. And he suggests that l'chora, according to the first reason, it should be a mumar's cooking is fine because he's a Jew, his daughter's a Jew. But according to the second reason, it's not okay if he doesn't observe kashrus. Well, who's to say that he's giving you kosher food? And he points out that maybe therefore we can only be making on pas Akum of a mumar, but not on Bishul Akum of a mumar, because Bishul Akum is usher for both reasons. So as long as you have a problem on either one of those fronts, you're going to have a problem. Whereas Pas Akum is usher for only the issue of Chasnus, and therefore when it's a mumar, there would be no issue of Pas Akum. Now one could argue on the Teferis Lemoshe very simply, and one can say, well, wait a second, I don't even accept that heter when it comes to Pas Akum, because what's the whole heter? That the gzeira was made lest you marry his daughter. But it's no problem to marry his daughter. Yeah, what if you have a non-Jewish priest? Most priests are non-Jewish. What if you have a non-Jewish priest that cooks for you? So are we going to make a gzeira lest you marry his daughter? He doesn't have a daughter. It's part of his religion is that he's not allowed to be married. He's not allowed to have children. And yet, would you be allowed to eat his cooking? Certainly not. This is a low plug. When Chazal made the gzeira, they made a low plug. So one could argue on the Tiferes Lemoshe that this is just a low plug and that there's no negotiating the issue. And that it should therefore be Asr, the Avnei Nezer, in Yardea, Simon Sadi Beis, gives another reason to Asr, Pas of a mumar, because he says even if it is mishum chasnus, what kind of girl do you think the mumar's daughter is going to be? Mistama, she's going to be a mumeres. She's going to be just like her parents. You know, most kids, the data shows us, at least certainly in the Jewish community, most kids end up falling out religiously roughly where their parents are. You know, a little bit of discrepancy, but not so much. Roughly where their parents are. So the girl's going to be terrible also. So maybe there would be a gezeirah of chasnus. So those are two reasons to argue on the Tiferes Lemoshe. In fact, there are some rayas that pass, that even bread, not only cooking, even bread baked by a mumar is aser. First raya is that if wine is touched by a non-Jew, stam yenam, and the non-Jew is not an Ovid Avodah Zarah, it's aser because of chasnus. It's not yayin nesach, it's aser because you might come to marry their daughter. So the Avnei Nezer says that the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that the wine of a mumar can't be drunk either, is therefore a raya that bread of a mumar can't be eaten, because it's the same cheshbon. Rav Belsky happens to argue on that issue. Rav Belsky argues that the halacha is true by stam yenam, and that is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Yerdeis and Kuf Chav Dalet, but dafka by stam yenam, because we have certain chumras that are only for stam yenam and do not apply to pass akum. Also, Prima Gadim in Simon Kuf Yud Beis also seems to say that a mumar's bread would be aser. So this happens to be machlokas haposkim. Is bread baked by a mumar aser? Chaznish, the Menchas Yitzchak, Mori Rabbi Rav Shechter are all machmir, say that bread baked by a mumar is aser, and certainly bishul of a mumar is also aser. Whereas Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe or Dei Chelik Aleph, Simon Mem Hei and Mem Vav, and Rav Belsky, based on Rav Maisha, are both mekel. So how does this play out lahalacha? Wow, this is going to be a tremendous chumrah. You have a Jew who cooks, and it's going to be asur mishum bishul akum. A Jew who bakes, and it's going to be asur mishum pas akum. That could be very, very tricky. We had such an issue in one of the Vad stores in our Vada Kashrus in the Five Towns, where it was a Jewish proprietor who is not a Shomer Shabbos. So sometimes he's the only one around, and he's turning on the ovens and he's doing things. So is that okay? He's going to be the one that's relighting the oven? This is Bishul or Afia in this case of a Mumar, someone who's not observant. So how exactly do we resolve this issue? It would also turn out unbelievable. Is a Mumar obligated in mitzvos? Yeah, of course he is. He's a Jew, right? So if a mumar cooks, it would turn out, no? What does it turn out? He can't eat what he cooked. Right? Meaning he's cooked, it's bishul akum, it's pas akum. It would turn out that he can't even eat what he cooked. Unbelievable. So some of the poskim try to, Rav Moshe tries to say, nah, that far we don't go. It means that it's bishul akum for other people, but for him, he would be allowed to eat. Now, but how do we resolve this issue? So there is the Shita of the Binyan Sion and the Chazon Ish and many others as well. The Binyan Sion is in Tshuvas HaChadashos and Simuch Rav Gimel Chazon Ish and Zin Yardei Simen Aleph. There's quoted all the time that any Jew who does not follow the Jewish religion, but not because he's rebelling against anything or is a hashkafa, it's just he was brought up in an irreligious home and an environment that was not religious, so he's not treated as a mumra. He's what we call a tinuk shenishba. And therefore, most religious Jews nowadays do not have the status of a mumar and would be perfectly fine. Another angle to take that Rabbi Cohen points out is Rav Belsky said that the entire discussion is totally moot, because the whole issue is whether bread baked by a mumar is asur or not as far as pasakum, or food cooked as far as bishul akum. But certainly, you can't trust a mumar as far as kashrus. right? That you certainly can't do. You can't trust that he's going to use only kosher ingredients. So the whole issue would only be in your kitchen where you only have kosher ingredients and you're pretty much seeing what's going on, and he just happens to be the one that's doing the cooking. That's where the issue would be. But certainly to trust him to do anything and to make food by himself, that certainly would not be okay. So, but at the end of the day, I think for the most part, people are makel based on that chazanish, the well known chazanish that he has the status of tinuk shenishba. So, Rabbi Cohen at the end of each chapter goes through what the CRC policies as far as each of these issues goes. So he says, question number one: if a Jew was raised in an irreligious home and had no meaningful Torah education, is he Yisrael Mumar? So the halach is no. We assume that he's not a Yisrael Mumar. Not only that, even if he was born into a religious home, but he abandoned religion at a young age, we assume he's not a Mumar. Now there is a machlokas: what if he was born into a religious home, grew up religious, and abandoned Shmiras Mitzvahs when he was 19, 20 years old? Is that a Mumar or is that a Tinuk Shenishba? That's a machlokas aposkin. So the CRC's policy is to treat him like a mumar as far as communal kashrus. Because even though there are poskim that will say that no, the taivas of the world are so great that he's still like a tinuk shenishba because he doesn't have the ability to have regular bechir chavshus, I guess, and something like this. But when it's chavla achrini, when it's on the achrayus of the community that all wants to rely on the kashrus, you have to have a higher standard and you have to keep the stricter opinion. What about bread baked by a Yisrael Mumar? Is that considered to be Pas Yisrael? So the CRC policy is that they should not label it as Pas Yisrael. But b'diavad, you could be makel that on the Pas Yisrael issue based on that Rav Moshe that we mentioned before. Food cooked by Yisrael Mumar, is it considered Bishul Yisrael? So it would be the same as far as the bread. B'di'eved, you could be makel based on the idea that he's a tinuk shenishba. But l'chadchila, in kashrus, in community kashrus, we do not allow Yisrael Mumar to do the cooking and the baking. B'di'eved, if it happens, so then we're makel. Rav Shachter had a more complicated view of things that you need. You need two kulas. You need a tziruf of two kulas. So one kula is, let's say, he says, for example, let's say a religious Jew turned on the pilot light. We had in one of our pizza stores. Mashkiach turned on the pilot light. Then Mashkiach is going up, is not turning on the oven every time they need to use the oven. So the irreligious Jew is turning on the oven. So you thought you could be mitzari of two kulas. First of all, the pilot light, plus the fact that some hold that it's an irreligious Jew. He says, or Beso Shel Yisrael, if it's something that's under Beso Shel Yisrael, that would be a kula. Anytime you have two kulas to combine, I think that was the guidance that Rav Shechter gave us at the time, that we can combine two kulas together. Okay.